Let's play word association. What's the first thing that comes to mind when I say the word Thanksgiving? Well, if Butterball has done their job, it's probably a golden brown turkey with all the trimmings. We think of the word Thanksgiving as a noun, as a place, a thing, an event. But in Scripture, Thanksgiving is more often a verb than a noun, something we do more than some place we attend or something we eat. In Hebrew, the word for thanksgiving and praise are often the same. The word yada, meaning to throw out or to cast out. But for you, is Thanksgiving more about a turkey leg and dressing, or about throwing and casting out words of praise to God? Well, the theme for this meditation from Psalm chapter 9 is Thanksgiving. Pondering Thanksgiving as a verb more than a noun. Something you do more than an event that you attend. But even as a verb, Thanksgiving the event can be anything but praiseworthy. It can be filled with stress and tension and family drama. Well, either way, you're in the right place. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, give yourself this 15-minute gift of peace before God in quiet meditation. And start by taking 3 deep breaths as your eyes drift slowly from open into a soft gaze to finally closed in peace. Just rest in this place of promise, this time of praise. In this moment of thanksgiving and praise to God, His Spirit, and His Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and respond softly, Lord God, I give all thanks to You. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all peoples. And Lord God, I give all thanks to You. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Lord God, I give all thanks to You. He is also to be feared with awe-filled reverence above all gods. So, Lord God, I give all thanks to You. Let this time of continuing stillness move you now without effort into a time of personal prayer with God. Do you ever struggle remembering to thank God for all things? Well, take this time to let God make you aware of what He's given you so you can lift up words of thanksgiving. Approach Him now in your words, from your heart, and in your time. Are you fighting for thoughts of thankfulness? Are your thoughts more towards the ungrateful? Is part of your heart still unappreciative? Well, be mindful for a moment of those thoughts and emotions. Just be aware of them and then release them. The act of being mindful is to be aware of the things that we think about that divert us away from our full attention on the presence of God. So take note of what the Holy Spirit makes you aware of right now. No condemnation, no criticism here. Just take a few seconds to simply note any emotions that divert you from being thankful. No doubt you're acutely aware of the thoughts that drift and float about in your mind. So be mindful now to focus your mind on the singular presence of God. Take this time for that, letting God transform your mind and thoughts to those of Christ as you center on God. Just become aware of hopeful feelings you have after serving and helping others. Center too on your breathing. Some breathless whispers of thanksgiving as you take deep, full breaths from your belly. As you are mindful and aware of your own breathing, becoming mindful and aware of all you are thankful for to God too. Feel no condemnation if thoughts drift back and forth between thankfulness and apathy. Let any lingering thoughts of disregard remind you to come back to thoughts of thankfulness as you pray with a breathless whisper, Lord God, I give all thanks to you. Center on the sacred word, thanksgiving, for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's Word. This is the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen carefully to this psalm written by King David. It's an encouraging song of thanksgiving. Listen and savor each word for you from David through the Holy Spirit from within Psalm chapter 9, verse 1 from the New International Reader's Version. Dear my friend in faith, never forget to give all thanks to the Lord, and give it with all of your heart. In fact, throw and cast out your thanksgivings about all the wonderful things He has done to all that will hear. How did you feel hearing those words from David? What words jumped out at you? Once more, Lord, I will give you thanks with all of my heart. I will tell about all of the wonderful things you have done. What images come to mind? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute to linger over thoughts of thanksgiving to God. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Christian Standard Bible to be experienced as a prayer, one from you to the Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving. Dear Lord God, I will give thanks to you with all of my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High, and I offer this prayer in your most holy name. Amen. Let your thoughts from this scripture prayer move you once again into a time of personal prayer. For the next minute, model this prayer as you whisper your own prayer of thankfulness. listening to this passage now a third time, take this time to ponder what you feel and see, hear, and experience as you listen to this wider passage from the Amplified Version. I will give thanks and praise to the Lord. With all my heart, I will tell aloud all of your wonders and marvelous deeds. I will rejoice and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. What did you experience in this passage? Well, take another moment here to consider what moved you the most. While resting in imaginative contemplation, watch as David pens this psalm. Watch as he carefully writes each word by candlelight. Do you recall how your mind drifted from thoughts of thanksgiving to thoughts of despair and maybe back again? Well, imagine how David must have felt. Remember, he was an adulterer and murderer. Yet in his repentance and God's forgiveness, he found much to be thankful for. So take the next minute to search your own heart for what you are most thankful for. Begin with God's forgiveness, the gift he has given you to desire and pursue him. Take this minute to match David's lyrics line by line and rejoice and praise God for all that he has given you. Stay here for a little while longer, contemplating, Lord God, I give all thanks to you, centering on the sacred word thanksgiving to guide you through times of despair. Who do you know in a season of despair? Maybe a friend or even a wandering soul fighting ungrateful thoughts. Well, be mindful of how God might use you to toss out some words of thanksgiving to help another be grateful. Be watching for unexpected moments you might help someone be thankful for what they have. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be mindful of ways to turn thanksgiving from a noun to a verb. Look with expectation for moments to throw and cast out words of praise for all to hear, for it will be then and there you will encounter the joy of God. Let me pray this benediction now over you, that you remember to give thanks to the Lord with all of your heart, that you tell of all God's wonders, and that you be glad and exult in God, singing praises to his name, O Most High. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be that which you encounter now and always. Amen.